See, white people, y'all too sensitive about ass whooping. I gotta explain that to the white people that are here tonight. That's how we whoop ass. Black people, it's like a lion with the cub. It look like you're hurting, but you're not. Black people whoop ass like get your ass up out the thing. Get your ass up out the goddamn thing. Get your ass off the thing.
You're listening to the Daily Session.com.
is gone, man. Or it's like fucked up, shriveled up some kind of way. It's swollen at the head, look like somebody kicked it in the back. That motherfucker just all fucked up. One time I thought I lost my shit. Hello! I called 911. I can't find my dick. I just got out the pool. They came over. Nah, man, it's right here. I was like, my bad. I thought that was my neighbor. My fault. Shit, I didn't know. I thought I lost my shit, you know. And it's fucked up because brothers, we do this shit a lot. We put our hands in our shit. And we always fucking with our dick. We always just holding them, juggling balls, fucking around. You ever think you lost the ball? Ain't that the scariest shit? Because you're rubbing your shit. I lost my ball. But the motherfucker in the other sack, like this. Your ball come next. Man, what the fuck you arguing about, nigga? I was next door, motherfucker. Check over there first before you start hollering and calling the ambulance and shit. We'll be right back.
You're listening to DailySession.com.
Shit it. be careful who you take the goddamn trip with. You never know. You know, especially a long motherfucking trip. You know what I mean? Because you never know. Because I took a trip and found out, like, you know, it was cool. That was the thing, found out my boy was gay. You know? No, I did. Took a trip. We took a cross-country trip. I found out he was gay. You know, I don't like to call him faggot, but, you know, found out, you know, the boy was gay, you know. And it fucked me up because he just jumped out the closet on me. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. If you're a friend of mine, I don't mind you coming out the closet, but ease out that motherfucker, man. Ease. Just tip out the motherfucker. Look before you crash open the door, man. Don't take your time. Don't come busting out the closet. This is who I am. I had a motherfucker do that to me, too, man. Came out the closet, pow, you know. Because we was driving cross country, and the shit fucked me up because I knew he was over nice to me. You know, it was just me and him chilling. He was very nice because I was driving, and I was a little tense, you know. So I started doing like this and shit, cracking my neck, you know. And so he looked up, and he saw me doing this shit, you know. He said, damn, you look a little tense, you know. You want a brother to lean over, you know, crack your back, crack your neck, loosen you the fuck up, you know, help your driving. I looked at a motherfucker. I don't need you to lean over, crack my goddamn neck, man. Loosen me the fuck up. I ain't no faggot, no punk. I ain't all of that, man. I ain't with that shit.
Never. how we get over.
Go on, tell us how we gonna get over.
Talk to
him.
Motivation in your mind moves you all the time.
You're listening to the Daily Sesh Blazers.com.
Daily Sesh.
Let's sail together, you and I, anywhere in the world we're flying.
If you fat, you fat. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Be happy. That's what's important. I love you if you're fat. I don't give a fuck. You're not fat to me. You're just thick than a motherfucker. You a big bone. That's all you are to me. I love you. Women always worry about their weight. They worry about their stomachs and shit. Little pouches and shit. Fuck that. I likes a little pouch. I likes me a little pouch every now and then. I likes to hit it from the side and pat that pouch. I like me a little pouch. No, I'm just saying, you know, motherfuckers always worrying about the pouch. Stop it. You know, I don't like women that got racks and shit, you know. No when to say when, you know, got racks and shit. Look, baby, put the dope under your titty. Put it under your titty, yo. But then put it in the back then, not right down there. Take the shit down. Be playing aside and shit like that. No, I'm saying, stop worrying about your weight. And what kill me, when people make excuses for being fat. There ain't no excuse. It's my metabolism. No, it is not. It's some Twizzlers in your back goddamn pocket. Let the Reese cups go. Get out of the Häagen-Dazs line. And it's fucked up when you see them in a line and they look at you, you know, in a line when they get ready to buy ice cream and shit. Because they look at you like, yeah, and. But I got to tell you because I love you. You know what I'm saying? And people that tell you, that they say they love you when you're fat, but they don't tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because that's the kind of motherfucker I am. That's who I am. If you're weighing over 250, stay the fuck out of spandex. Okay? Stay the fuck out of spandex. That shit don't look good. Like a bag of knots in your ass. Like a gang of fists chilling in your ass. And fat women kill me always working out in leotards and shit with tights on and shit, working out in tights and all that shit. No, no, sweatsuits. Glad bag. Sweat it out, let the shit out. Shit. You know, always worrying about your weight, stop it. Luther worrying about his weight, stop it, Luther. If you here tonight, we love you, Luther, man. We don't give a fuck if you skinny or fat. We love you, Luther. Who's always losing weight? We love Luther. Always losing the weight. We don't give a fuck if you're fat. I just want you to do the slow song. Stick to the slow song. I'm not meant to live alone. Stick to that shit, Luther. Stop doing all the fast songs. I'm having a party. Your big ass gonna faint. Stop it, Luther. And then Luther come on stage with all that goddamn glitter on. Talking about how y'all feel. You gonna faint with all that goddamn glitter on. You keep like a big ass glitter ball and shit. I'm worrying about your weight, Luther. Oprah too. I love Oprah. Oprah, if you're here tonight, I love you. Stop it. Make up your mind. You gonna be skinny or fat? Make up your goddamn mind. Keep going back and forth. Stop this shit, Oprah. You know what I'm saying? We don't give a fuck if Oprah fat. Remember Oprah had the show when she lost all the goddamn weight, came out, brought all the meat in the bag. Ground beef and everything in a goddamn bag. This is what I lost. This is what I lost. Well, apparently when she left, she ate the motherfucker. Because damn if she didn't come back the next day looking like the old big ass Oprah, color purple Oprah, walking around. Everything you do. Give a fuck. And I didn't like the way Michael Jackson treated Oprah. I love Michael, but I didn't like the way Michael did Oprah.